Today, I interview Peggy Smedley. Peggy is a radio host, author, editorial director, and president of Speciality Publishing Media. She provides a panorama of the disruption and digital rejuvenation that is required to achieve sustainability and circularity. Her role is to help guide transformative shifts in designing and building the right solutions from conception, and that means leveraging the Internet of Things and digital transformation for the innovation of products and ecosystems. Peggy is the author of Sustainable in a Circular World, Design and Restore Natural Ecosystem Through Innovation. The world needs to move from gray to green, fueled by design techniques that are sustainable in a circular economy. Sustainability and intentionality maximizes the environmental, social, governance, and digital actions to fully engage its potential around a long-term motivational direction. These three components, which are environmental, social, and financial, come together to build up the digital age and lead to transformation, creating real change in society. So enjoy the interview.
Lance, thank you so much for inviting me today. I'm really excited to have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you. It's fantastic having you. So Peggy, can we start where I always start with authors and just where am I speaking to you from today? Where do I find you?
I'm actually in the suburbs of Chicago, born and raised here in Chicago, and you get a chance to talk to me in this. Today, it's not a very sunny day, but I wish it'd be a little more, our weather would improve, but that's where you got me today.
Super. I haven't spoken to someone in Chicago yet. When it's not lockdown, what do you like doing around Chicago?
Chicago's a magnificent place. You know, we have great museums and it's a great city to go to the lake. But for me, as most of my listeners know, when I'm doing my podcast, if I have an opportunity, I'm on the tennis courts. So I love to play tennis and love to get out. I've got a couple of dogs. So I love to get out as much. This pandemic has made me a bit of a nervous Nelly, as they like to say, because I'm indoors too much, but I love the outdoors.
And Peggy, what is your podcast about and what is its name?
It's by my own name. It's the Peggy Smedley Show. And I talk about technology. I talk about sustainability, much of what my book's about and how we apply technology and help others to improve what they're doing. So much like you, you know, you're talking about books. I like to help folks understand how to apply technology and how to be better citizens overall.
Fantastic. I'll have the link to the podcast in the show notes so people can look it up. I'm into technology myself, so I'll definitely listen to it. So Peggy, could you give us a brief overview of your career for the listeners and you know what brought you to the place you are today?
You know, it's kind of interesting. People always ask me about my career and it's a very varied one. I started out as a newspaper reporter. So if you can believe that, and I was covering newspaper and the newspaper industry and covering sports. And then a headhunter came to me and asked me to be involved in covering petroleum. And it's ironic how I've come full circle today because covering the petroleum industry is in everything. And I learned about what petroleum does. And now I've written a book literally about how we are actually destroying our environment and how we need to understand climate change today. So I've come full circle in everything I do and helping people understand how we have to give back to Mother Earth. So I've been doing this for about 30 years and I love what I do. I love, you know, writing is a gift. So it's been my enjoyment to write about the things we do and to help others understand that, you know, we always have to give back to our planet from all the devastating impacts that we've had up to this point since the Industrial Revolution.
And your book is absolutely vital and necessary. And I think I'll take this opportunity to introduce your book, your fantastic book. It's called Sustainable in a Circular World. So Peggy, what led you to writing it? And can you give us a brief overview of it?
You know, it's kind of interesting, Lance, because I wrote this book. We were in lockdown. It's kind of interesting. And being in lockdown, I was doing all the other things I normally do. I just felt it was time for us to sit down and understand that we live in such a linear world that it's hard to really grasp the magnitude of the things that we have, these confluence of forces that are creating this incredible disruption that we experience. And I can talk about the generations in our workforce in a minute and why that has come to be. But we take for granted, I think, what's happening in our world. And we need to all take action to kind of come together to protect the planet. We take for granted that we have this amazing planet and the devastating impacts, I think, from the rising seas right now, the spiking temperatures, and many might disagree, but if we look at what's happening, the extreme weather, you know, climate impacts that are kind of destroying the environmental, human, social, economic development worldwide. And so since the Industrial Revolution, I think we've never seen such destruction from this make, take, waste world that we've created. So I think when I look at this, I kind of say, you know, it's our time to rethink about it for what we do for future generations. So that's really kind of what led me to write the book.
Mm. And it's an absolutely vital topic, which I've been involved with a lot. Be part of these different organizations, and Dr. Mark Kramer and all different, I forget the main doctor from Harvard who introduced the circular economy. Can you remind me of who it is? I'll look it up now and then tell you. But maybe, Peggy, we can start off by explaining what the circular economy. So those listeners who haven't heard about the circular economy, what exactly is it?
When you think about the circular economy, you're actually talking about no longer just saying linear, which I had mentioned too, is in a circular economy, we're thinking about all of these things we've amassed. It's a throwaway economy that, you know, like I said, think about what we have right now. Is this right now? It's a take, make, waste model. It's been successful for many, many years. So we as humans are comfortable with all the things and making things, and we want more things. I liken it to the iPhone. We always want the latest and greatest iPhone. Yeah. But in a circular economy, we're thinking about things that are more sustainable. We don't need to get the latest and greatest. We're thinking about how do we give back to the environment rather than taking and depleting and piling up things in a landfill. So our direction is to flow. Is the idea of the way things are flowing is different. And we want to see how we can be more productive in always throwing things away. How do we actually use things more productively? And that's what a circular economy is. And you design it with that in mind. So we must think more the way we design, and we're not instantly saying, let's get the latest one, but how do we use the materials properly from the very beginning?
So for example, is it like, you know, Starbucks producing coffee, they've got to take a particular interest in the farmers and the, you know, the climate and the areas where coffee is generated, and, you know, think of the interest in them and plow the money back into them, and then they'll produce the beans for them to create their coffee and et cetera. Is that kind of the circular economy it is, where the end user is creating an environment for, you know, the person that provides the service to flourish?
Absolutely. When you think about anything, we want to think about, you think locally, but act globally. Mm. You know, you always want to think about supporting everybody, you know, and I think that's where it doesn't happen. We don't want to think about this thing like Easter Island, where we have a history that repeats itself, that we're destroying the ecosystems. What we want to do is companies must be involved in how we're constantly looking at everything. How do we kind of replenish? So what do we do to all the people involved? I mean, that's why we think about, people talk about the digital divide. We talk about how we're not supporting different cultures and ethnicities. You know, we have to be thinking about how do we feed and how is everything we're growing replenishing? If we take a tree down, how do we regrow, you know, replant a tree? If we're throwing plastics, it can't end up in the ocean. Everything has to be thinking about, what is that circular movement that we're doing? And I think for all of us, we don't think about that, because the very first thing we think about is we're thinking about what do we need right now? But we have to think about how is it impacting the air, the ground, the land, the sea? And that's the whole movement that we have to be thinking about, and everybody that's involved in that process.
Absolutely. So Peggy, you write something quite dramatic in your book, and maybe I'm taking it out of context, and tell me if I am, but you write, companies need to recognize that advances in technology will lead to a rapid collapse in our society if sustainable actions are not set in place. And so maybe you could tell us the context of why you wrote that, and what do you mean by it?
I absolutely believe that our future is based on what we do now. If we don't take the right steps to alter our movement now, we actually are going to hurt future generations. And I think one of the greatest things I believe is everything we do now is contingent upon young innovators. You know, I put a quote in the book, and I believe this, that our one opportunity to turn to young innovators for their help. They want to help. They have the need to give and to design, and they have the abilities to restore a natural ecosystem. Part of the problem that we have is we don't understand completely how we need clean water, we need clean energy, we need clean air, but we all have to come together to understand our passion, our commitment, and we must trust in each other to secure the future world, but we must do it now because it's not going to happen overnight. And that's the problem, is we come from multiple generations, multiple ideologies and thinking about it. And that's where we have to think about how do we save our world. And together it can be done, but we have to understand the way it's going to be done, because if not, again, our world is, it is very dramatic. And I think people don't understand. It took many years to destroy the lands, the sky, the sea, and everything that we've planted and took away from it. That rapidly is going to be polluting our environment, but we need to do something to prevent that.
Absolutely. So Peggy, you spoke about, or you alluded to, different generations and their attitude towards the circular economy and you know, how they feel about companies and countries, et cetera, who are, you know, involved in the circular economy. Could you tell us a little bit about the different generations and how they're affected and what their views are?
This is probably one of my favorite parts of the book, because I think most of us don't realize this is the first time in history we have five generations in the workforce, because we have baby boomers and we're working longer than ever before. And those baby boomers come into the workforce from the early 1940s to, whether you say they're 1960 or whatever, 61, that group of people. Then you have Generation X, which is 1961 to 1981. Then you have millennials, and they're the 1982 to 2004. And everybody has a difference about where this generation might fall, what years they are, because everybody has a slightly different stance on what those years might be, but give or take a few years in there, okay? Then you have Generation Z. And those are 2005 to 2019, again, give or take. Now, I've decided and coined this Generation Z as screeners, because look what's happened. We've had this pandemic, this COVID-19, what, we're over 12 months now, we're going on to 14 months that we've had this lockdown. And what has happened? They've all looked at screens, but they are the most socially engaged generation ever. They are so passionate. They're going to the streets. They're protesting. They have so much passion, but they're committed to what they... Now, is it, no matter what your view is, you do need to understand together we have to work to solve the greatest issues that we have right now. And we're talking about the damage that has occurred to the Earth's natural environment, our Earth's natural environment. And I think if we listen, that's where we can talk about these generational differences that exist. Think about it in music. We think about, and that's what I wrote, some of the things in music, the different generations in music and the way we think. So understanding each generation and how they influence will actually determine how we sway and change the way we're going to engage and improve our environment. So whether we want to do it through, like now we say, the Internet of Things, greater transparency, you know, the way I kind of look at it. This is my really great example I want to use. Think about it in insurance companies. Traditionally, we've done things by, we've done our insurance by marriage and age. Today's younger generation, when they say things, they want by insurance, easy experience, usage rates. Their view of things is completely different than way the baby boomers way of doing things. That's how we have to look at things. Everything has to be with a very open, transparent view of things. And that's in a completely different way of how are we going to change the environment. We all have to be open and experience things. So that's why when we say five generations, we all come at things very differently. But if we're going to move, I always say, that needle, we have to really be open and and look at inclusion and diversity. And that's what we're seeing. The world is very passionate right now about how we're going to change things, but we have to collaborate or we're never going to change.
Absolutely. So Peggy, we're both into technology, both, and you have a section in your book around digital transformation. What role does digital transformation play in all of this, in the circular economy and sustainability? Where does it play?
None of these things, you know, we talk about how we're going to advance any of this. Nothing is going to happen unless we apply technology. Technology gives you the insight, the information that you need. So I always say that you have to design all of these changes in there. So the future is all about how we're going to use the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, how we're going to use all of this to have both machines and humans to make that next movement, how we're going to monitor usage, how we're going to see the failures that we have, because failure is good, but it's also how we're going to be able to improve the next generation of cities. Our cities are all changing. We're already seeing the way we're building new infrastructures. They're going to be different, but we have to design with the end in mind. And we have to look at that. And that's what's really important right now. If we're going to achieve these net zero programs, these net zero journeys that we're all taking right now and all these companies. And like right now, we're talking about trying to achieve emissions, scope 1, 2, and 3. None of that's going to be achieved without using technology. And I think that's what's really important when we talk about achieving ESG goals, you know, environmental, social, and governance, all of these types of things that we're all looking to do. You have to measure your kind of sustainable development goals from the UN. You have to have distinct set of objectives and government guidelines. And all of that will all be done by applying technology. And that's really exciting because, you know, when you're looking to do that, that's where the benchmarking data and information on the economic side of the house will be achieved by using technology to achieve that. And I think we all get a little afraid, at least when we're older and we're trying to understand it, but that's where the younger generation is helping the more seasoned worker understand. And together, that's where those five generations come together. They apply their experience to figure out how do you lower emissions? How do you get to those zero emission standards? How do you apply sensors and monitoring to view all these things that we're going to do for autonomous vehicles and all these really cool things that we're seeing? That's where technology is just going to change our life for the better and improve our environment and our planet.
And talking about that, this is the last question about your fantastic book. And just to remind the listeners, we're speaking to Peggy Smedley, and her book is Sustainable in a Circular World. So Peggy, are you optimistic about the future or pessimistic about the future? How do you see the world in, 10, 20 years' time?
You know, I'm a big believer. You know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm on the bottom end of a baby boomer. And I always say you should never stop learning, you know, and you have to have heart in all of this. And that's what I believe. So I'm very optimistic. I think I've raised three millennials, and they're very passionate about everything as well. And I believe that's where we all have to work together. We have to believe that we have to change the world for the better and that we can. And I think that we all have to be fearless and we have to articulate our passions, whatever they are, but we have to come together and we have to be original in our thought. And if we are, that's where we can make people pay attention. But first and foremost, we have to be really good listeners. And if we're good listeners, then we can actually affect change together. But we can't always be aggressive about it. But if we're deliberate about it and we articulate our objectives, you know, we can be passionate in whatever we want to do.
Fantastic. So Peggy, before you leave, could you tell us about your company, Speciality Publishing Media? I'll have the link to the website, and I'll just tell you the website now. It is specialitypublishingmedia.com. I'll have the link in the show notes. But what can people see if they go and visit your website and see what services your company offers?
Well, thank you for that again, Lance. I've really enjoyed the conversation. You've made me think more about what we're doing every day, and I love talking about it. Our media company helps companies understand about technology. You know, as I mentioned earlier, writing is so much fun. So we write and help companies as being thought leaders that we are, you know, as influencers of technology, and help companies in a host of verticals understand what's going on, how to apply technology. And right now, my real focus is helping companies understand sustainability and the circularity of our world right now. It's very difficult to understand that, you know, how to use cradle to cradle initiatives and objectives and trying to understand it. It's more than just, you know, having these ideas of saying we want a natural ecosystem, but how do you go about doing it? How do you go about doing these regenerative approaches? So in whatever vertical market. So our website, connectedworld.com is one of them. The Peggy Smedley Show, which is my radio show, and all these different sites just help people understand that. And folks like you who are helping us get the word out just make that a little bit easier. So I really appreciate the time today.
So Peggy, thank you so much for joining. And if they want to contact you, they'll find you on LinkedIn. And then also, how else should they do it? Can they contact you via your website?
They can contact me Twitter at ConnectedWMag or on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. So Peggy, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate you spending the time with me today. I really learned a lot from you and from your book. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
And so just to remind you, we've been speaking to Peggy Smedley about her book, Sustainable in a Circular World. And I hope you, the listener, found this as interesting and useful as I did. I just encourage you to go and buy the book, go and read about it. It's such an important issue that the world is facing today. If you'd like to contact me, then please do. My email is lance@ideastorm.co.za, or you can go to the website of the podcast, which is businessbookshelfpodcast.com. And so until next time, goodbye, stay well, stay safe. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.